FM Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the pregame show, here's the voice of the Sabres, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We are delighted you're along with us here tonight on WOGO Radio. I'm Greg Stewart, and Connie Feeney to my left, a longtime Blue Gold player, 4 years started with the Blue Golds, and she is with me up here in the booth for a Big Rivers Conference game between Western Wisconsin and the Sabres here tonight. Western Wisconsin comes in with a 8-6 record overall. They are 3-0 in conference, or I should say 1-0 in conference, and the Sabres are 5-5-1 overall. They are 0-3 in conference, and this is only the second Big Rivers Conference game for the Stars of Western Wisconsin, and the Sabres looking for their first victory of the season in the conference.
The Stars' only conference game was against the Sabres early December. You know, the team was in their infancy yet, you know, a team that's really freshman heavy. They hadn't played a lot. I think it was our fourth game. It was our fourth game of the season, and really the first test. And so, you know, today will be a good benchmark to see, like, where has the team come, you know, from the earlier season to now.
Yeah, the Sabres were bit by a couple of late period, first period goals by Western Wisconsin. Then they got one 14 seconds into the second.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to come back from. They were down 4-1 at that point, lost 6-1.
And I think there was a lot of puck watching and game watching and just, you know, the younger players just not, you know, it's a big jump. You know, it's a big jump from the, you know, you have these Western Wisconsin Stars players that are really talented and really fast. This is one of the fastest teams in the state. And then you go from 14U and you play a couple easier high school games per se. And then, you know, oh, wow, okay. And so tonight, you know, it's going to be a really good opportunity for Coach Hogan and I think the Sabres to see where they're at.
Yeah, Western Wisconsin has lost six games, but they're still ranked third in the state in the D1 poll for girls.
I think they've lost to Bay Area and then maybe some Minnesota teams.
Nine Minnesota teams, and they are 5-4 so far against them. They've beaten Anoka. They've beaten Bloomington Jefferson. So they've really been tested. So, you know, the coach, Chris Lepper, said that, you know, he doesn't mind that they basically finish a little bit above 500 because of the tough schedule. That's going to benefit them at the end of the season.
Absolutely. You know, especially playing those Minnesota, you know, Twin Cities area teams, and then you're coming into Wisconsin. You know, it's a totally different look. It's all the same on the boys' side. You know, you have Hudson, one of the top teams in the state. They go over to Minnesota and just get crushed. So, you know, it's just the way of Wisconsin hockey. We don't have the same numbers or development here.
CFM coming off a couple of wins. They beat Cooley Region 5-1 on Thursday, and then Saturday afternoon over Wisconsin Valley 3-0. And Western Wisconsin played in that girls' feature game for the Hockey Day in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they did against Anoka.
St. Croix against Anoka, beat them 3-2. So that must have been fun, too. Coach Lepper, their third-year coach, said that wind was blowing pretty good that day, so it was a little bit on the chilly side, but they really enjoyed being outdoors for that game.
Absolutely. You always remember your outdoor games when you're growing up, and, you know, to be able to do it at a high school level, it's a lot of fun.
All right, so we got nine all-PRC players coming back for the Stars team tonight. They're pretty loaded.
They are loaded, and they have speed. They're, you know, they can shoot. They can make good plays. Makes it really hard for you know, this younger defensive core for the Sabres. That, you know, that was another thing. You know, they have some younger D, and you know, it was a lot to adjust to that earlier on in the season.
Yeah, their goaltender was co-player of the year last year in the BRC, along with Jane Vogren from the Fusion.
Yeah, so the Western Wisconsin Stars have great goaltending. They have a great freshman goaltender as well, Stella Olson. So they have options, you know, and it's really nice. to have that depth at a high school level.
All right, well, let's get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Connie, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, the big thing tonight is that we didn't have last game back-checking. You know, yep. The girls have got to play hard in all three zones, and they got to pick up in front of the net. You know, they have to use their body. They have to get physical. The compete level has to rise. It's particularly with the younger players that it wasn't there earlier on in the season, and I think they're learning. You know, they're 2 months in now. Okay, this is what it takes to play high school hockey. You got to be ready to go.
They should be about kind of turning the corner, after the first of the year here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we saw that in the holiday tournament. You know, some of the girls getting their first goals and really, you know, pushing themselves. And hopefully that those lessons learned and the reward of scoring, you know, carries over.
All right, our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer, where you're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our pregame show, we anticipate head coach Michaela Hogan will be up here very shortly, so we'll take a one-minute break. Back in a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Sabres pregame show tonight. The hometown team taking on Western Wisconsin in a BRC battle. And head coach Michaela Hogan's up in the booth with us. Coach, last time we saw you was a fusion. Now we have another top-tier team in the conference coming in here. Your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, tough team. They're probably the strongest and fastest team we face throughout the course of the year. That's more their style of play, is transitioning the ice quickly and using their physicality to kind of take space. We focused a lot in the last week at practice of worrying about us covering space rather than chasing and trying to grab bodies, right? We're probably not going to catch up to them. So let's use our bodies smartly in space and keep them from especially attacking the middle. One place, the neutral zone, they beat us up pretty badly the first time around. Just that in transition hockey, our forwards get too deep, and they're getting 3-on-2 rushes all over the place. So we spent a lot of time learning just that positioning in the middle of the ice and recovering to where we need to recover to and trying to shorten those distances so we can be more reactive rather than having to kind of keep up with them.
Yeah, and you're coming off, you know, some good success for the team. You know, you have Cooley, you know, get the win. Then on Saturday, you get a nice shutout against Western, whatever, WVU. You know, your team has to be kind of riding a high right now. How does it feel in the locker room, and how are the girls feeling, you know, knowing that they're facing a hard opponent?
Yeah, it's nice that we're coming off a couple wins. We also can look back to last Monday and know we played a team of similar caliber really well. Again, like we talked about, the score didn't really show that, but the game was much different than it looked. We're coming off some of our best full games. We've applied concepts probably better than we have all year of making real-time adjustments. And so just remembering, too, like last Monday, we kind of went of the theme of there's nothing to lose. Nobody expects us to come out of here with a win. So why not just show up, you know, play our game and just stay steady and consistent is really what we're looking for tonight.
Absolutely, you know, and I've noticed the compete level has increased, and this is a team that, you know, your young freshmen and sophomores have to come out and compete with. And so as a coach, how are you feeling that they're going with, you know, at two month benchmark, you know, with that compete level?
Yeah, definitely the younger girls have settled in. We're seeing that throughout the whole program. Even JV put a much better effort out here tonight than they had the last time we saw these guys. Mm-hmm. And we did, again, have that conversation of, all right, you're still new, but you're not new enough. We can't be making excuses anymore. Show up, work hard, and good things will happen. And people have been rightly
rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. For that work, right? Not only in game by putting the puck away, but also we've had some JV skaters we're having skate up at varsity and things like that. So we're starting to see some of that work and that internal, that healthy competition within the team that we've been looking to drive has finally shown up a little bit.
All right, that's great. Yeah. Terrific. Well, we hope we can talk to you about a win after this one here tonight and square our season record against the Stars at 1-1.
Yeah, that would throw a wrench in everything. If we win, you have to come find me because I'm not coming up here first.
Okay, we will find you.
Deal.
You can't hide.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Michaela
Thanks.
Hogan, head coach of the Sabres here tonight. And boy, it would be terrific to win on our home ice here.
It absolutely would. And, you know, any given day, I think it's a possibility. While, yes, the Western Wisconsin Stars are a great team and they have a lot of great depth, you just don't know. I mean, Aubrey Dowd had a great game on Saturday. She came in with a lot of confidence. A hot goaltender is hard to beat. And then, you know, you have some really great scoring power on our team. You have, obviously, Avery and Allison.
Yep.
You know, like, you don't have to
kind
go
of starts
on.
With them.
Yes. And then you have other backups that are putting the puck in the net. You know, Evelyn Fisher, she can really, you know, bury that puck. Yep. She's got a quick release. And then you have Libby Winch, who's starting to step up, too.
She
and you
is.
Got some defense. You know, Taylor Geisler and Riley Bisson, she is due.
Yeah, she is.
She has hit the, I don't know how many pipes lately.
She's had a tough year.
She has hit the crossbar, you know, sidebar. There's just like, it's just like ding every time she shoots.
Oh,
so
man.
She's got, you know, but.
Goalie's best friend, but
yes.
Not the defenseman's best friend.
Right, and you know, she just keeps working hard, though, doesn't get frustrated, and doesn't take stupid penalties because of that frustration.
Yeah. Well, last year they swept us 4-2 and 2-1. Here in Chippewa, and 6-1 loss, so we're due for a win here tonight.
Absolutely.
Against the Stars. We'll continue with our Sabres pregame show from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg and Connie with you on video tonight is Gavin Bobey. Our audio producer is Carter Jager, and we are live from the Chippewa Ice Arena, just a few minutes away from puck drop to start this game out. Stars and the Sabres here tonight on WOGO and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Here's what customers are saying about Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wärzgalä for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wärzgalä did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket off the
now
back iron. Two more for Bob Hayden. The Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness. She got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
CFM against Western Wisconsin at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight on WOGO on our YouTube channel. Greg and Connie with you. Up here next to us is Gavin Bobey, and our audio producer is Carter Jaeger. Earlier tonight, Western Wisconsin beat the JV team 5-1, but maybe a little bit of improvement there, too.
Yeah, it's a huge improvement, actually. The first time our JV teams played each other, the whole first period, we couldn't even break it out of the zone. Oof. So, I mean, we got
some decent shots on goal here tonight.
Yeah, we had some good shots on net, yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a huge improvement for the Sabres.
Well, let's get you the goalie matchup tonight for Western Wisconsin. It's the co-player of the year in the BRC, a first-team all-conference goaltender, Sierra Andert. She is a senior, her record at 5-4. Goals against average, .286, and a save percentage of .898. For the Sabres, it is the senior. Aubrey Dowd comes in with a record at 5-5-1, goals against average 3.50, save percentage at .868. And Aubrey could use a good night here tonight with some support from her teammates.
Absolutely. You know, she's capable of making the big saves. You know, we watched her do it last year versus the Fusion, you know, the one game, you know, and she's done it before, and certainly coming off a two good games, so let's hope it, you know, just keeps that rolling for her.
Yeah, let's see if we can ride a wave here with Aubrey tonight against Western Wisconsin. I think that's going to be a it sure is.
Yes.
And maybe the last two wins for her will just kind of pick her up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, a goalie can get into their head and just struggle with that. So, you know, it's good to see her have those two wins and two solid wins. And then hopefully it just, you know, the confidence is there and the saves are going to happen that way.
Western Wisconsin's ranked third in the state. In fact, there are three BRC teams in the top five.
It's such a tough conference, you know, tough section as well to get out of. It is just, you know, really competitive hockey.
Yeah, in fact, the boys, same thing.
Yes.
You know, when they play, we'll have the boys game here day after tomorrow against Eau Claire Memorial, and that section is murderer's row.
Yes.
You think of Hudson, Wausau West, and Point.
Yeah.
All in the top six.
Right.
And they have to play each other in section one.
Yes. Yep.
Something's wrong here.
It does feel that way, especially on the boys' side. You know, they have a lot more teams. It'd be nice if it was expanded. I like that they made the two divisions.
Yep.
And, you know, why does it have to be limited to four teams only?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. So you got the Stars, Western Wisconsin, St. Croix Fusion, all in the top five from this conference.
Yep.
This would be a huge win for a CFM if
they
can pull it off tonight.
And they're capable of it. You know, they're the underdogs for sure, but, you know, hopefully, well, maybe, I hope the Western Wisconsin Stars are looking past them and, you know, we can come out with a victory here.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, assuming that they just got it already.
Right, yeah. And their coach, Chris Lepper, who's got a long history of coach. He was from International Falls, where, you know, you grow up playing hockey.
Yes.
And he coached girls hockey, head coach North St. Paul and Burnsville. And so he's got a great resume in coaching. He said that his team comes out oftentimes not ready to play, and that's the most frustrating thing. He knows they've got talent. But sometimes they just kind of coast through games and, you know, before they get the wake-up call.
Yeah, you know, and that would be, you know, we have not always started out strong, but lately we have been. And so that would be a huge bonus if we can get a nice early lead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our refereeing crew tonight, Brian Otto is our ref, along with Dan Hakala. And Noah Bestel is our linesman here tonight for CFM hockey against Western Wisconsin. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. The Sabres are on the ice with their home white uniforms, and the Black Breezers with a red and white trim, and Western Wisconsin just coming out of the locker room in a few moments here, and they wear the black sweaters with the silver trim. This is a co-op team, Somerset, New Richmond, Osceola, Amory, and St. Croix Falls involved in this program. And tonight, one of their top players, Gabby Thompson, will not play. She suffered a concussion a couple of games ago.
That's too bad.
She is on the bench right now. We wish her the best, that's a tough thing for them.
That's just not good all around. Yeah, hopefully she's able to recover quickly and get back on the ice.
All right, let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, for tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Somerset Co-op, the Western Wisconsin Stars. In goal, number one, Sierra Ander. The defenseman, number 10, Sophia Johnson. And number 22, Claire Gilkerson. The center, number 15, Miley Weeks. And the wings, number 6, Chloe Juleson. And number 14, Izzy Johnson. And the rest of the Stars, along with their head coach, Chris Lepper, and assistant coach, Tim Duggan. And now we're introducing the starting line for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres. In goal, number 30, Aubrey Dowd. The defenseman, number 7, Illy Ash. And number 9, Kinsley Cody. The center, number 2, Avery Lindstrom. And the wings, number 15, Libby Winch. And number 16, Allison Xu. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Michaela Hogan, and assistant coach, Ryan Coe.
There you go, the starting lineups. Puck drop just a moment away here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and our YouTube channel. We'll be back in 2 minutes for puck drop here on WOGO. This is Sabres Hockey.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Sabres hockey tonight on WOGO and our YouTube channel against the Western Wisconsin Stars. Sabres will start Zhu, Lindy, and Wench up front. A couple of sophomores and a freshman, very young starting line for Michaela Hogan and Ash and Cody. The defenseman, Cody's a freshman. Ash is a junior, so very young team.
Very young
team. She's throwing out here tonight.
I think we have like four upperclassmen. So, yeah. You know, it's a very young team and a lot of young talent coming up next year. So future's bright for the Sabres.
And for the Stars, Johnson, Weeks, and Juleson, the forward line, and another Johnson. That is Sophie Johnson and Gilkerson, the defensive pair. For head coach Chris Lepper, there's a drop of the puck, and it slides into the Western Wisconsin zone. It'll be swept around the boards by Gilkerson. Her dad is Danny Gilkerson, the Somerset boys coach. In fact, a couple of Gilkersons on this team. And it's thrown up on the half wall in the Western Wisconsin zone. Picked right back in at the near point by Ellie Ash, and that one's going to go rink wide, and a battle for it in the elbow boards here. Going to be pitched out top of the circle, left wing side, still in the Stars' defensive zone. Finally, they get it cross ice, cross the blue line. Right there to stop it is Libby Winch for a moment, but it comes loose, and it's going to be tossed ahead to Juleson, who got across the blue line. Looked like she hurt her arm a little bit. She goes to the board, and she is hurting. She grimaces as she goes to the bench here. And here comes Western Wisconsin. Ashley Jensen moves in. There's a shot on net. And the save by Dowd. She'll angle that one to the boards on the near side. Comes out to neutral ice. Going to be picked up by Larson. And she'll hand off now to Charlotte Ray. Ray moves in. Shoots.
Great
and
save.
And it's into the glove of Aubrey Dowd. Ray is going to play college hockey next year at Bethel in the Twin Cities. A couple of players going to Bethel. Ray and Sophia Johnson from this team, and a couple of players going to Hamlin, including Sierra Andert, their goaltender.
Yeah, it's great.
Now it's in the breakout for CFM. They'll get it ahead, and a couple of CFM players run into each other. That was Evelyn Pischer ran into her teammate Olivia Hare, but the Sabres come up with the rock. They'll throw it in just midway in the zone, and here is the Stars countering. With Ashley Jensen, she'll ride it up to the blue line, toss it in off the backhand, and head to the bench for the player change. And it's high in the CFMD zone now, along the near boards. Couple of minutes into this period, no score. Couple of shots on net for the visiting team here. And peeled off the wall by Allison Zhu. She tried to carry it out herself, lost the puck as she got out to the center ice stripe. Falls down, can't find it, spins back up again, still inside the Star zone. On the forecheck is Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom got it down near the corner. Now she'll ride it back up along the blue stripe, and she hands off to Kinsley Cody. Cody with a shot that was broken up as it came in, and the Sabres try to set something up. On the near side is Allison Zhu. She carried it midway up the zone, look for an opening. Now it comes off her stick into the right wing corner and back to the point on the near side. Lindy on the back check got to it, and the Sabres have it. Now they'll work it out to the point. Kinsley Cody with a shot right on the ice, and the save made by Andert. She'll stop it there with 14:07 left to go in this opening stanza.
You know, these are looking like two really evenly matched teams
right now.
And this is just great for the Sabres. Let's hope that they can capitalize on this early energy and get some points on the board.
Lindstrom to take the draw in
great
the right
win.
Wing circle here. And it gets over to Zhu. She handled a little bit, dangled it a little bit. And a backhand try by Lindy right on net. And the save made by Andert. She'll hang on to that one.
Yeah, good, you know, not the shot that the goaltender was expecting, so I like that. You know,
yeah.
I made it all the way through. Keep the pucks going to the net. Good things are going to happen.
The Pischer line out there, Brobo, Pischer, and Hare will take the draw in the Western Wisconsin defensive zone, and it's going to be thrown out by the Stars. And backtracking again is Taylor Geisler. Stops on a dime, now turns, works it up on the near fence and into the zone. 13:40 and counting left to go here in the first period. Wraps around the boards inside the Stars' defensive zone, and it's going to be lifted down for Geisler in her own zone. She'll look up the ice, trying to hit London Byer, but she was kind of covered there, and so the puck is poke-checked off her stick, and it slides in behind Aubrey Dowd. Loose in the left-wing corner, and now banked off the wall by the Stars, and a shot on net from the point. Sophie Johnson with that one, a wrist shot. And a good look at it there by Aubrey Dowd, so she didn't have any problem with that one. And a save made. Shots 3-2 for the Western Wisconsin Stars, 13-13.
Yeah, we've been missing that a couple period. Times. Yeah.
Yep, first period clock here. No score. Face off in the Sabre zone. They'll work it back for Cody. She spins away from some traffic. Got it out high in the zone, but it's punched right back in by the Stars. They work it out from behind the cage. A centering pass just cut off by the Sabres. And this one launched into the left wing corner is going to be collected by the Sabres. And they'll work it to neutral ice and got away from the pressure a little bit. Now Zhu backpedals in her own zone. Banks one off the wall on the far side. Cody trying to steer it ahead. They just cannot get it out of the zone. And finally they do. Ellie Ash is going to take it herself and carry it out through neutral into the Western Wisconsin zone. Sabres in the midst of a line change. Olivia Hare on the ice. One of the players rested up here. And this is Ellie Ash. Ellie dangles into the zone. Lost it for a moment. Trying to track it down. Left wing corner. This one goes in behind the goaltender, Andert. And it's going to be picked up by the Stars defensively. Here's a lead pass for Baldick. She's into the zone. Pitched up against the wall on the far side by Riley Biskin. And the Sabres come up with the loose change. It's going to be Brooke Brovold who had it. Now she'll backpedal in her own zone. Coughs it up to Western Wisconsin. Shot right on. And it was swallowed up by Dowd. Off the stick of Quiddick, the defenseman, had a hard, heavy shot from the point. But still no score. Shots 4-2 in favor of the Stars. 11:53 with the time stop right here. Face off in the Sabres zone. Worked into the left wing corner. Now it's in behind Aubrey Dowd. And Cody is going to pick it up and rim it around the boards, but it's going to be taken by Western Wisconsin. It is Baldick who turns, fired a shot. It went wide of the cage, still inside the zone. And the Sabres backpedaling to get it. Now they'll work it out across the blue line to neutral. Swept by Brovold toward the zone, and it's going to be picked up by Olivia Hare. Hare worked it off to her right side. Sabres in the midst of a change. Allison Jew out there on that first line. And here comes Olivia Hare off the ice, so Lindstrom will follow. So the line complete now, that first line for Michaela Hogan. Here is Zhu, dangles in the low slot between the circles at the hash marks. Took a wrist shot, that hit Andert, and she steered that one off to the left wing corner, and now it comes back out to neutral ice for Taylor Geisler, and she'll throw it off to her defensive partner. Well, that time Avery Lindstrom who worked it back on D, but the forward now will jump into the play. It's in the left wing corner of the star zone. Comes right back to the point. There's Taylor Geisler's shot. A wrist shot that just went wide. It's going to be peeled off the boards by Miley Weeks. She can't clear the zone. Geisler has it at the left point. And it's going to be lifted off the window. Nice job. Oh, Geisler just carried it across the blue line. I thought she had saved the zone, but just carried it across that blue stripe. So we've got an offsides call here against the Sabres.
Yeah, you know, the Sabres, they've had some really good opportunities, but we keep missing the net. And, you know, like I would say that we have more scoring opportunities right now than the Western Wisconsin Stars. We have to capitalize on it, especially in this first period.
Absolutely. Get them early.
Yes.
There is a face-off at the dot outside the Stars' defensive zone. Slides into the left-wing corner, and a battle for it in behind Andert. And it comes back to the point. Swept in there by Kinsley Cody. And this one worked out of the corner all the way down the ice, and this will be an icing call against Western Wisconsin. 10 minutes exactly left to go here in the first, and we're scoreless. Sabres looking to get their first BRC win of the year. They're 5-5-1 overall, 0-1 in conference, and the face-off to the glove side of the co-player of the year in the BRC, goaltender Sierra Andert. Into the left wing corner. There is Libby Wench, who really came out of the holiday tournament. And it's high in the zone and now poked ahead by Western Wisconsin. Trying to get a two-on-one, but nice job stepping up is Kinsley Cody to break that up. And it's loose in the right wing corner in the Sabres defensive zone. 9:35 left to go. They're trying to work it out. Western Wisconsin will lob this one in the left wing corner and try to chase it down themselves. Shots are 4-4, and it's worked out of the zone by London Byer. Number 28, time to try to track it down inside the O-zone here for the Sabres. And Riley Biskin will lift this one left wing corner, watches it slide in behind the goaltender. Sophia Johnson gets to it first for the Stars. And they'll work the breakout now in the near fence. And it comes through neutral ice. It slides in behind Geisler. And backpedaling to get it is Avery Lindstrom. Feeds you. Comes in. Tries a shot. Broken up out in front. Ricochets to neutral ice. And Riley Biskin catches up to it in her own defensive zone. Chipped ahead now, and the Sabres trying to get a three-on-three going here. And this is Allison Chu. She floats into the zone, fires a shot. Came off Andrew's stick. Chu tracks it down. Tried to go back door, and that didn't work. Still inside the zone. This one into the left wing corner. Cut off there. Oh. And a chance for the Sabres that time, as Libby Wench was right there but couldn't come up with it. And bringing it into the zone is Izzy Johnson for the Stars, and she'll gun a shot right on into the glove of Aubrey Dowd. And we'll stop time here. 8:11 left to go in this first period at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics. We're back to action. The puck in behind Aubrey Dowd. A battle for it right there. It comes loose along the near dasher on our broadcast booth side here. It's going to come around for Brooke Broebold. Pins it up against the yellow stripe on the half wall in her own zone. Surrounded by a couple of Western Wisconsin players. Didn't get much help there. And the Stars have it. They've got it top of the zone here. And that's Miley Weeks, but it was poke-checked off her stick. And here is Olivia Hare. Came up through neutral ice, got to the blue line, launched one in. And they'll try to come up with the loose change in the zone. Hare has got it. In behind the goaltender. Battle for it right there. Cut off and taken by the Stars. Good forecheck that time by Hsu. And it's still in the zone. Knocked down by Pischer, and Hsu has got it. She moves in, fires a shot, it just went wide. She looked like she was going to go right, cut left, and nearly beat Andert, the goaltender, on the near side, on the short side. And it's going to be lifted off the backhand by Western Wisconsin all the way down, and that'll draw the icing right there. So Hsu with a great opportunity. She can really, really create offense.
It's
in
like
the
there's
zone.
A yo-yo. Like the puck is a yo-yo on her stick blade, and it's just crazy how she can just control that puck and manipulate, you know, the plays. But Evelyn Pischer did a great job holding the zone, and then Allison just made a really smart hockey IQ play there.
6:52 left to go here in the first. 5-5. The shots were scoreless with the number 3 team in the state.
Ooh.
And on the forecheck, CFM had it for a moment. Now Western Wisconsin on the break. Here is Ashley Jensen. Threw it a little too deep, and she couldn't catch up to it, so another icing call here.
They do have
speed, don't they?
They do. They really do. They are a quick team, and, you know, we played them that first time. I think our younger players were not expecting that.
A little eye-opening experience for them.
Yes.
So the puck will be dropped back in the Western zone here, and Avery Lindstrom trying to win it against a much taller Taylor Larson. This one pushed into the corner, and Sabres trying to get a forecheck going, but the breakout for the Stars off the stick of Ashley Jensen, and it's going to be taken there by Riley Biskin. Biskin battling along the back wall here. The puck came loose, and here come the Sabres. They'll throw it back out to neutral ice, right onto the tape of Lauren Quinnick. She'll look it over, throw one in the left wing corner, and Biskin's got it right now. Bangs it off the wall to her defensive partner. Still inside the zone, thrown in from the point by Western Wisconsin. And here come the Sabres with 5:55 left to go. here in the first period. Shots five apiece, and the Sabres are in the zone, and here is Lindy. Turns, fires a shot, and it came off the shin guards of the Stars defenseman. Still inside the zone. She'll find it on the half wall. Can she create here? It is the Sabres try to work it deep in the zone. Starting to change up some players. Evelyn Pischer back out there with some fresh legs, and it's loose out at neutral for Brooke Brobold. She tried to turn and muscle it ahead, couldn't do it. And the Stars have it inside our zone with 5:19 left to go. Wrapped around the boards, still inside in front of Aubrey Downs. Going to be taken there by Kinsley Cody. She'll hand off to London Byer into the zone, but an offsides call right here with 5:07 left to go in this period. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed or residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath at Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. Back to action. Here is Western Wisconsin. It is Miley Weeks with a shot. Ricocheted off a CFM player, and they tried to throw one at between the circles there, and fanning on it was Izzy Johnson. Pardon me, that was Sophia Johnson. And the puck slides back in the star zone. They throw it out all the way down the ice, past the stick of Taylor Geisler.
Oh, no.
And here is Izzy Johnson. Turns, fires a shot, the save made by Dowd as she was by herself. Got it back of Cody and had a turn at Dowd by herself. But here comes Riley Biskin. It's been pretty quiet scoring this year. She came in between the circles and took a shot. That one broken up before it got to Andert, and the puck deflects into the right wing corner, and now it comes out of the zone, and it's going to be picked up by Zhu. She dances into the offensive zone. Her shot blocked out in front, but she still has control of it. Turns, fires one in front of Andert, and right there was Olivia Hare, but she couldn't control it. And it's still inside the zone and finally banked off the wall by Western Wisconsin with 3:50 left to go. And it's going to be taken by Riley Biskin. Big senior defenseman turns, fires one ahead, and comes right back to her as it was turned over. And Biskin's got it just inside her own zone. Tries to headman a pass for Olivia Hare, but she didn't know it was coming. And there's an icing call with 3:33 up on the scoreboard. 3:33 left to go. And a scoreless first period.
And it's hard to catch a pass when your stick's in the air.
Yeah, that's true,
too. You got to give a target. It's like might hockey. Give him a target.
Yeah, right. Shot 6-5 in favor of the Stars. But it's been a pretty competitive game so far.
Very competitive, yep.
Face off in the Sabres zone. And the home team's got it right now. Here is London Byer, carried it to the center stripe and then lost it right there. And Byer gets it right back again. Tries to throw it up from the skate to the blade, but that didn't work. And it's loose out at neutral ice and slides back into the star zone. Cut off there by Evelyn Pischer for a moment, but she couldn't control. And in transition is Izzy Johnson. Johnson with a centering pass right now, looking for Chloe Juleson. She couldn't handle it, and it slides off her stick into the left-wing corner as we go under the three-minute mark left to go in the first period. Here is Taylor Johnson on the forecheck for the Stars. A shot on net, fought off there by Dowd. Another shot and a big rebound, and Aubrey was up for that one. She's faced seven shots, hasn't let any in yet. And here is Kinsley Cody, carried it into the zone, and nice keep for a moment there by Lindstrom, and they still have the zone here, and now it slides out from Western Wisconsin. Good effort by number two to keep it in the zone for a moment. 2:22 left to go. Here is Zhu to Avery, and the shot just rifled wide. Bounces hard off the inboards. Here is Zhu again as they're starting to buzz the net, and the puck loose in between the circles and fired all the way down by the Stars. They're going to call off or wave off the icing. For whatever reason, at 2 minutes left to go, the Sabres have to dig deep and get back in their own zone. Now they work it to neutral. Here is Lindy. Lindy paddling right along the fence on the near side. And it's going to be picked up by Geisler. Taylor just into the zone and coughed it up. And it will slide into the right wing corner for the Stars defense. Here they come. It's 1:35 left to go. Good forecheck there, and it's poked off the stick of the Stars, and Anna Olinsky's got it right now. This one, a head-manning pass, is into the zone, trying to track it down. Is Izzy Johnson. Johnson all ran hard into the boards behind Aubrey Down as she put the afterburners on right there with a minute 15 left to go. She pops back up, but was on the wall for a little bit, trying to get her senses back here. And this is an icing call against the Sabres, so it's been pretty wild action here in the last minute or two.
Yeah, play of the game so far, Riley Vixen with that back check and just taking it off of her blade. Excellent. I mean, that is just all effort, just pure grit from Riley.
That is a senior move right there.
Yeah, I was surprised our goaltender didn't step up and just go after that puck. But, you know, like, obviously she can, you know, gauge how fast that skater's coming, and Riley came in and saved the day.
1:05 left. They've had a couple of times with Izzy Johnson on those long passes,
yes,
where she's gotten behind the D.
Yeah, she's got a lot of speed,
she
too.
She does.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, Aubrey had that great pad save on her as well earlier, so.
She was a first-team All-BRC player last year. 1:05 left to go here in the first period. Shot 7-5, no score. Stars leading the shot department, but that's it. So this one pulled back for Kinsley Cody in her own zone. Here's the break for the Sabres. Was chipped off the stick of Avery Lindstrom. And now this is loose out at neutral ice as it's brought into the Sabre zone with 45 seconds left to go. Time ticking down here on the first shot on net. Dowd went out to her post. I don't know if it would have gone in, but she got a piece of it, turned it in the left wing corner. And the Sabres will lob this one into the right wing side of the Western Wisconsin D zone as we tick it down to 25 seconds left to go. And the breakout for the Stars. Pass intended for Ashley Jensen. She couldn't control. Icing's going to be waved off. Puck loose. And
we got
a penalty coming up against Western Wisconsin as soon as we touch up with 9.2 seconds left to go. A cross check is going to be the call. So the first power play will go to the Sabres here tonight.
Yeah, Kinsley Cody, you know, won the race to the puck, and then she's not a player that goes down easily. She's strong on her skates, and, you know, clearly the body check or the cross check there happened, and great power play opportunity. You know, not a lot of time left in this period, but certainly great opportunity start of the second if we're not able to capitalize right now.
Power play at 12% for the Sabres here at 83.7 on the kill.
A lot of room to improve.
Yeah, I would say that. Here is Biscuit
right
with a shot. A rebound try. And it nearly went in from Zhu. Oh,
and Olivia Hare with the rebound opportunity.
Yeah.
Just, you know, she out-muscled the defense out there. It's nice to see her not just get pushed around.
Hare on the right wing here on this line.
Here we go.
And a quick shot right off the draw by Lindstrom. And that one got to the goaltender. So all of a sudden, we piled up three shots on their tender here in the closing 9 seconds
play by
of the
Avery
period.
Off the faceoff, just tapping it forward, going around, getting that shot. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for Olivia to bury it, just missed that rebound.
Whoa.
But, you know, we've had a lot of just missed opportunities where I wouldn't say the Western Wisconsin Stars have had that. So we've definitely, like, while our shots aren't as significantly higher than the other team, we've had way more opportunities.
I think so. Better quality
shots. Quality.
Except for a couple of from Johnson down here, Izzy Johnson. Otherwise,
we've missed the net too much.
Yeah, we have.
That has
yep.
been the difference. I think if we had hit the net a few of those times, we definitely would have gotten at least one past their goaltender, which is a great tendy, but, you know, no one's perfect.
No, that's right.
So, and we have some lethal shooters on our team.
Right, and I think that, you know, initial shots, if you can get something on the goaltender, see if you can get a rebound and turn
and
that one in. Because those are
juicy.
Tough.
There's some juicy rebounds.
Juicy rebounds.
But we've got to hit the net. And I just, you know, Allison and Avery alone, I think they've missed the net a few times. And so, like, those are the players that we've got to hit the net. And I know that they might just be missing it wide. And if they miss it the other way, it would be right into the stomach. But it's just hard to see.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. So, again, shots are 8-7. In favor of the Sabres going in. And we have most of that power play to open up the second period.
Absolutely. Great opportunity, you know, really, for the Sabres to come out and get a nice goal, take a lead in the game. the momentum is definitely on our side.
Yeah, we just burned, I think, 9.2 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, 9.2, exactly, yep.
So we got, you know, minute 50 of a power play, and we'll have fresh legs coming out here in the second period.
Yeah, and I would say that the Sabres are looking really energized. I can't say that the Western Wisconsin Stars, either we have improved that much or they are not playing the same game that they played in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Could be a combination of both.
It could be, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so no score after one period here with the third-ranked team in the state of Wisconsin. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's staff appreciation night tonight, so the players had a chance to pick their favorite teacher, the teacher that made the biggest impact in their life at school. And so they're out there right now with their teachers, and that's always fun.
It is. It's nice that they let the JV players do that as well. Typically, you only see the varsity, but it's nice that the Sabres are allowing both in Menominee and here in Chippewa that they are able to pick, you know, the JV players. I think that's awesome. You know, really making them a part of the program, it's great to see.
Yeah. So your daughter will be out there?
Yeah, she will.
She picked an English teacher.
She did, yes. She has just loves her English teacher. She loved English class as a freshman, and she just said that she's just been a really great supportive teacher.
Super.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll let them do that, take the picks out there, and be recognized by the crowd here tonight on staff appreciation, teacher appreciation night here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. No score after one. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Wärzgalä.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Sabres and Stars here tonight. No score after one of this BRC clash. And a long line of students and their favorite teachers here on the ice. It's kind of interesting to see how gingerly the teachers shuffle out on the ice. They're not, yes. And the players, you know, dragging them out there. And the teachers just very carefully walking out on that ice here.
They're lucky it's not fresh ice.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
give them a little bit of traction.
See a few of them on their backsides here if that happened.
Oh, but, gosh, wouldn't that be terrible? Yeah. Yes.
It's only funny if it's a referee, right?
Yeah, it's very true.
So we got a good line of teachers out here today and their students for Teacher Appreciation Night. And I think all of them have been introduced.
Yeah.
Your daughter at the end?
Yep. I had to look at that just to watch her first time, you know, as a freshman on
that's
the team.
Great. There she is looking up at mom. Terrific. Well, that's great. So appreciate the teachers very much. So basically we have a no-score game, good chances for both teams, and the Sabres are hanging right with the
absolutely
number three team in the state.
Yeah. I think we've made the job a little bit more challenging for the Western Wisconsin Stars. They might not have been expecting that. And, you know, if we start hitting that net, I think we're going to see some pucks go in. And, you know, Aubrey, she's standing really tall back there. She made a really great pad save on, I think, Izzy. And, you know, she's done great.
So, yeah, she is.
And the D have really helped her out as well. You know, I would say that the D have really stepped up and cleared the puck and, you know, taken away some of those opportunities that they had last time we played them.
Yes, I'm sure I didn't see that game. It was over at Somerset. We were back here in Chippewa, but it sounds like this is a whole different.
It's a totally different game, 100%. Yeah, and it's really fun to watch the Sabres compete at a higher level right now. It's, you know, having coached a lot of these girls when they're younger, too, it's really fun watching them just turn it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Western Wisconsin last year in the postseason beat West Salem 3-0. Then they played the Eau Claire area Stars against the Stars, and they went into five overtimes before they lost to a team that went to state, ECA.
Yes. Yeah,
ECA. 4-3, five overtimes.
It doesn't surprise me. Both teams have phenomenal goaltending, you know. I remember watching that, I think it was on Live Barn, and, yeah, I think Peyton had a shot that was a rebound and someone was able to bury it. I can't remember who it was, but yeah, Peyton Kelleshaw had the original shot, I believe. And then she had the overtime winner against Hudson for the Stars, and she was just a freshman. So such a Cinderella story for them to make it last year. And, you know, they have solid goaltending, and that's a huge.
Yeah. Well, we'll see them here in a few weeks on the radio in our video chat. By the way, the year before, 25, Western Wisconsin beat Hudson in four overtimes.
Oh,
in
my
sectional.
Gosh. Wow.
And five last year, four the year before.
They're probably like, this year, let's just win.
Yeah, let's do it in a conventional manner.
Sabres are going to come in and take that opportunity them, I think.
Update for the boys' side. The Cards boys hockey team playing over in Richmond tonight. They lead it 1-0 after one over there. And tough news for them. Matt Fournette got hurt against Menominee.
Injured his shoulder. I don't know the official diagnosis, but I saw him loading up on the bus today with one arm in a sling, it looked like.
He'd be taken off, I think, on a board.
Yeah.
You know, the board, whatever they call that thing, off the ice.
Oof.
So,
yeah,
so we wish him the best and hope
absolutely
he can get back.
You know, leading scorer,
very
I believe, on the team.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, just creates a lot of things out on the ice just because of his speed and tenacity. And, you know, that's what the Cards need more of, is that quick speed and that hard working that he has.
Yeah. So we'll see them Thursday night. You're going to be following your daughter over at Medford.
Be.
She's going to make the start against Medford. So good luck to Cammie over in Medford. And Carter Jaeger, who's back at our WOGO studios tonight, is going to join me on color and probably do a little play-by-play, too, as we groom him
exciting
for the future. And
are you retiring at some point?
No, not yet, but I'm an old man, you know. I could keel over any time, so you better be prepared.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, he'll be up here with me on Thursday night for Chi High Memorial. And uncharacteristically, the Cards and Abes, you know, both have struggled this year.
Yes.
Memorial 5-10 this season. And they are, they've lost 9 of their last 10. The Cards have lost 4 straight, 6 of their last 7. So,
yeah,
someone's got to win this one.
Someone's going to get in the winning column again. And, you know, the Cards lost to Menominee on Thursday night. Mm. And then Friday night, North lost to Menominee. Yeah. And Memorial had lost to North.
North, yep.
So, like, it's just like kind of this like, whoever shows up. You know, Hudson's kind of out in their own little league,
yeah,
you know, with Nina and Spash and Wausau
right.
West. But other than that, like, yeah,
yeah. The rest of the BRC is up for grabs.
It is. Whoever's going to get second.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break and be back with more of our first intermission broadcast here tonight as they had the teacher appreciation presentation here. So they're just doing the ice, and in a few minutes we'll be ready for the second period. No score. It's the Stars of Western Wisconsin on the road here against the Sabres, and we will continue in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey, WOGO, and our YouTube channel.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the
now
back iron. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Greg and Connie up here in the booths. And our video producer tonight's Gavin Bovey. On audio is Carter Jaeger. And want to say a howdy a couple of time zones away to Grandma and Grandpa Biskin, Vacaville, California. Come on, Riley, get a goal for them here tonight, huh?
Absolutely. She is due, and she has hit so many posts this season. I just feel bad for
her. She's due, yeah.
Yeah, that's for she's
sure.
Such
just 5 points. That's so un-Riley of
yes,
her.
Yes, she has such a laser of a shot.
She does.
And, yeah, she's going to get one very soon.
So they are the they head the Riley Biskin West Coast Fan Club.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's quite
which
fancy.
Is growing all the time.
Yeah.
So thanks for the comments. Appreciate that. Biskin grandparents out in Vacaville, California, very much. And if you can comment wherever you tuned in, we'd love to hear from you on our YouTube channel, and good way to follow the action here. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com, one of our CFM hockey sponsors here tonight. Again, boys hockey on Thursday night, day after tomorrow. It's the Cards and the Abes. That series has gone back a few decades here.
Yes.
Over 100 games between the two teams and some doozies. And we'll see the guys in purple again here on Thursday night. Our Cardinal Countdown pregame show at 6:40, drop of the puck at 7 here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. By the way, we've mentioned three of the top five girls teams are from this BRC conference. Western Wisconsin comes in number three. Here's the boys' rankings. Number one is Spash out of the boys, Stevens Point, then Wausau West and Hudson, all in Section 1 in the postseason. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Then Nina, we saw them.
Yes,
one of the first
with a massive
games.
Co-op.
Yep. And Madison Edgewood, I think they're coming to town later this season.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame, the Tritons, round out the top six in D1 and D2. It's Northland Pines, Wanakee, McFarland, Baldwin Woodville, the team that Chi High beat earlier this year. They're number four, Amory, and Fond du Lac, a team that Chi High played in the holiday tournament over in Ashwaubenon. That rounds out the top six in Division II.
Yeah, and Amory's playing Baldwin right now. I heard Amory is winning.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're about a minute and a half or so from drop of the puck, so we'll take a 90-second break and get you ready for the second period. No score. It's the Sabres hosting the Stars tonight. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Well, the teams are coming out of the locker room. Aubrey Dowd will head to the north end of the barn to rough up the paint. And Sierra Andert will be on the opposite side of this rink. The Western Wisconsin goaltender, no score. Minute 50, Connie, of a power play right out of the gate here for the Sabres.
Yeah, excellent opportunity. Hopefully they can keep carrying on that momentum that they've had from the first period, get the shots on net, and bury one. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be terrific. So the Sabres will start their power play unit out here, which includes Avery Lindstrom and Libby Wench on this unit, along with Kinsley Cody and, of course, Allison Jew. And here comes Riley Biskin. Let's see if we can bury one in behind Sierra Andert, the co-player of the year in the BRC. There's the center ice faceoff. Biskin's got it.
Lots of open ice. Let's go.
Lots of open ice. Here we go. Kinsley Cody tried to hit the tape of Avery Lindstrom. They didn't connect, and the puck falls loose inside the zone, and it's going to be steered back out by Western Wisconsin. Don't want to give up a shorty for sure as the puck slides in behind Aubrey Dowd. Number two is there first, Avery Lindstrom. She'll backpedal and hand off on the near side, and it is Allison Jew's got it. Lost it for a moment, recollects, and Jew's got it. Skates about 6 feet in. Top of the circle, left wing side. Goes over on the right side for a shot from Kinsley Cody. Right on. Save made by Andert. And this is going to be cleared by Western Wisconsin. 1 minute left to go in the power play here as we tick in the first seconds of the second period. No score. Here is Riley Biskin. Biskin fell down at neutral and gets back up again, and she's in the zone, so she can't touch it. Now it slides free and pushed ahead by Libby Wench into the right wing corner. But they've got to collect, and they've got to set something up here. Goes to the point, and it got over the skate of Kinsley Cody, and she quickly backtracks to get it. Biskin's got it on the near side, but not looking too good here out of the gate on this power play.
No, a little bit of lackadaisical, some plays, and just not going hard on that forecheck. It's just, they're not going to give the puck to you. You got to take it.
20 seconds is all we have left now in the power play as the puck slides in behind Aubrey Dowd. And the Sabres trying to march up the ice one final time, but they cough it up and loose out at neutral with 7 seconds left to go. A battle there, and it doesn't look like they're going to get anything on the power play. Allison Jew has it, but time ticking down, and that'll do it for the power play. So we're back to 5-on-5, and they release a player. Here is Ashley Jensen. Jensen all alone! Coughed it up. She lost the puck as she came in. She wanted a toe drag, and she lost the rock. And that maybe prevented a goal right there, because Dowd was a little bit out of her net there, a little bit fooled by Ashley Jensen. They had a breakaway chance, and the Sabres just didn't get back in time here as she got out of the gate on that close change to her own bench. Here's a shot on that was going wide, but Dowd snags it out of the air and hangs on.
She had some tired players out there. Great to get that whistle.
So they didn't recognize the player. I mean, it's a short bench, short skate for them coming out of the bench. And they released that player, and boy,
and
she was all by herself.
Yes, and got that pass, and, you know, they got lucky that she lost control of the puck because Dowd was beat.
Face off in the Sabres' D zone, and it rolls all the way down on its edge back in the Star zone. Quinnick has it for the Stars, and she'll work it up on the wing on the far side. And Izzy Johnson's just going to skate it back and look for some open ice here. 14:10 left to go in this second period as it is pumped into the zone again by CFM, and now it pops back out. Here is Biskin with that hard shot from neutral ice. Lifted a wrister that went off the window behind the goaltender and pops right back out of neutral ice. And here is Izzy Johnson. She is all over the ice, took a feed, but couldn't control. And countering is Riley Biskin, but an offsides call. I think Pischer is just a foot inside the zone here. Shots are 8-8.
Calling tight blue, apparently.
13:41 left to go in this second period. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Sabres will roll it back in their own zone. Trying to work a breakout here. And it's loose along the yellow stripe. Inside the zone, and finally it's going to be nudged across the line in a battle for it out of neutral. But here comes Ashley Jensen. Had that breakaway chance a moment ago. She got to the top of the circle, and then it crashed on her. And it's loose back to the Western Wisconsin zone. Banked off the wall on the near side. Jensen again, just inside the zone, had it stripped, and Avery Lindstrom trying to race to get it out at the center ice stripe. And here's a
right idea.
Backhand play by Libby Wedge, but didn't connect with any CFM player. Had a chance, Zhu and Lindstrom right there if they could have found it. It's loose inside the Stars zone. 12:43 left to go. 2-on-1 developing for the Stars. Here's a shot taken. Down. Will swallow that one up on the far post and hang on to it. She climbed out about 6 feet from her own goal mouth and swallowed up, and that will end that drive.
Yeah, Kinsley Cody had a good back check there and covered the girl that was all alone on that 2-on-1. And
so just the shooter and the goaltender there.
Yep, just eliminated that. Yep.
On the boards on the far side, finally muscled out by CFM. Headmanning pass for Provol just beyond her. But on the back side was Taylor Geisler, and it was stripped off her stick by Meadow Johnson. And she tried to dangle down the slot. That didn't work, and it's loose in behind Aubrey Dowd. Scrum behind the goaltender, senior goaltender for CFM. On the fence on the far side, and it's going to be peeled off. Lead pass right there for Brooke Provol. She pushes it ahead for the goaltender. And Andert mishandled that. It was loose for a moment. Boy, if she could have gotten to it in time, it would have been the first goal of the game. 11:49 left to go. Loose out in the center circle and pushed in by Western Wisconsin. It's going to be picked up by Biskin. She likes to go coast to coast. Pushes it ahead, tried to track it down as it got beyond her. And Annika Olinsky got there to sweep it out of harm's way here for Western Wisconsin. 11:29 left to go. Poked back in by the Sabres into the left wing corner. Shots 9 apiece here. Long lead pass. And here comes Izzy Johnson again. Johnson moves in. Oh, she dangled. Went from left to right and dropped it on the right side. Under Dowd's glove, and it's 1-0 Western Wisconsin.
I don't know why the Western Wisconsin player went head first into Dowd after the goal, but
his first goal of the night here.
Yeah.
Izzy Johnson's been mentioned more than once here. And the assist is going to go to Annika Olinsky. And time of that goal is 5:45 of this second period. And the tie is broken.
Well, the Sabres have an opportunity to here. You know, the worst shift is one right after a goal. You know, you're still celebrating that goal. It'd be good for the Sabres here to capitalize on that opportunity. I'm not quite sure what the delay is here. I think the coaches wanted a penalty. Taylor Geisler gave a little extra love tap to the girl that fell right into her goalie after the goal. And, you know, she's being a good defenseman, protecting her net.
Absolutely.
I'm not quite sure how that ended up happening, you know, falling into the goalie.
Johnson picks up her 9th of the year.
Annika.
Yep. And that's her, Izzy Johnson's 9th goal of the season, second leading scorer on the team, 13th point. And the assist going to Annika Olinsky. And 11:15 left to go, time in this period. Goal at 5:45 of the period, and the Stars have the 1-0 lead. Let's see how the Sabres can come back here. See what they've got. They can dig deeper. This is Libby Wench. Wench muscled it into the right wing corner, fought for it, got in the right wing elbow here, and loose inside the attacking zone for the Sabres. Finally squirts loose out of neutral ice, and here is Lindstrom. Lindy down the high slot, moves off to her left, tried a shot that ricocheted off a Stars player. Top of the circle on the far side. Ellie Ash trying to get to it, and a 2-on-1 now.
Offsides.
The breakout. Oh, yeah, they missed the offsides. Here's a shot, and broken up by Aubrey Dowd. Got that right leg, right pad out there, and stopped the shot. Maybe a game-saving save for Aubrey Dowd. Here is Kinsley Cody. Sailed in behind the goaltender, Sierra Andert, and the puck loose out at neutral ice, and that's picked up by Chloe Juleson. She lost it as she came in, and it comes loose in the right wing corner.
Evelyn.
Out to neutral ice. Evelyn Pisher's got it. Pinched up against the wall on the far side. Nice job right there. Moves across. Shot. She kind of fell down. Evelyn Pisher did as she took the shot awkwardly. And it comes back out to neutral ice right now. See if the Stars can, or the Sabres can turn it back in again. This is going to come back for Ellie Ash. Stops the rush as Western Wisconsin had the odd man rush coming in. And moving across the line is Charlotte Ray. Dangled for a moment. And then it was stripped off her stick and loose in behind Dowd in the CFM zone. 9:28 left to go in this period. Still inside the zone, back to the point. Shot taken, that went wide. Drifted into the left wing corner. Here's Allison Zhu and Evelyn Pisher. The backhand forward pass now for Zhu. Zhu one on two, comes in, fires a shot right on the ice. And battling was Andert to make that save on a very tough shot as the puck slides across the blue stripe and out to neutral ice. Going to be scooped up by Ashley Jensen. Jensen trying to hand off to her teammate. Coughs it up, and here comes Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom with the fast skates moves in. Off to her left. Centering pass. Looking for Libby Wench. She was coming down between the circles, and the puck slides away and back out. We got a three-on-one developing for Western Wisconsin. Here's a pass, and it goes in. They made the same move as the first goal, and they beat Dowd on the near side as they fake left, dropped it in on the right side, and it's 2-0 Western Wisconsin.
I mean, that is a near impossible situation, and that's when the forwards are getting too deep in the offensive zone. They got to get back checking. They got to pick up players, help out.
Izzy Johnson again.
Yeah.
Here in the second. Back-to-back goals for number 14. 8:28, time of the goal.
Sabres really need to get one on the board right now. You know, being down 2-0 to this team, they're picking up speed. They didn't come out hard. The Western Wisconsin Stars and the Sabres have got to capitalize. They need to get those points on the board.
Well, you can see that Stars have a little more juice here.
They definitely do.
They must have had the intermission talking to from head coach Chris Tepper.
Turned on the fire burners for sure.
They sure did. They sure did. Now they lead it 2-0. And what has burned CFM here tonight is letting players get behind them. The odd man rushes here.
Absolutely.
That's how they've scored.
Yep, just not getting back to help out and make it an even man rush.
Here's you.
Seriously.
Coughed it up at the blue line. She just couldn't find the puck, couldn't find the handle. Lindstrom was in already, anticipating that she'd carry it over the stripe, and that's an offsides call. So the wheels have not totally come off for the Sabres right now, but they could sure use the next goal here.
These offsides are killing us.
Yeah, they are. 8:06 left to go, second period. 2-0 Western Wisconsin lead. They scored about 3 minutes apiece, 3 minutes between the goals here, and both by Izzy Johnson. As the puck just is carried across the blue line in a battle right there, battle royale between the Stars and London Byer. And now it comes back in the Sabres zone. Trying to track it down in the right wing corner. Sabres work it up the ice. And let's see if icing's going to be whistled here. And it will be against the Sabres. 7:35 left to go. They got to find the energy here. Trailing 2-0.
They really do. They got to find that spark right now to get a shot past their goaltender. Their shots are even 11-11. Hopefully Dowd knows now that when they make that move not to go down and just, you know, cut across the crease.
Yeah, they've used the same move twice here, Izzy Johnson, and it's worked both times.
Yeah.
7:29 left to go. We're back to action. Puck in the Sabres zone. This one rifled in back of the net. And it's going to be taken there by Riley Biskin. Biskin looking up the ice, trying to hit a teammate here on the half wall and the breakout. And they get it through neutral. Let's see if it's going to be deep enough for icing. No, it's going to be flagged down by the Stars. So they'll start their own breakout. 7 minutes exactly left to go here in the second. Pumped in by Evelyn Pisher in the right wing corner. This is going to float from right to left here. Sabres lead it in shots 12-11, but they trail it 2-0 on the scoreboard here. And here is Izzy Johnson again. And Izzy fires a wrist shot, hard wrist shot, save made by Dowd. Puck drops into the right wing corner behind the Sabres senior goaltender. In the corner now. Sabres trying to work it out.
They're going to call Taylor on that. No, they're not.
Oh, we've got a delayed call here, and it's going to be on Western Wisconsin. So as soon as they touch it up, they will right now. And there's the call, and this is going to go against the Stars. So the Sabres will have their second power play of the night, a trip call here.
Good. At the same time, he put his hands up. Taylor gave a little extra shove in front of our net, and I thought, oh, come on.
Everything's going their way here. But, no, we got the power play. We've got to do something with it here.
Yes, we do. You know, statistically, we are not in our favor to have something happen. But I love that the faceoff is in their zone so that we can hopefully win the faceoff. Avery almost always wins them, knock on wood.
Yep.
And we can get some shots.
Lindstrom out there right now. Maybe if she'll pull it back for Kinsley Cody. Now she'll work it to the near point. That was Zhu who stepped back to get it. And the Sabres have it. They work it to Cody on the far side. They go cross ice now for Lindstrom. Riley Biskin at the near point. Cody at the other side. And Biskin is going to fire a wrist shot. That got to the goaltender. Andert worked that one off to the wall on the far side. It's going to be taken now by the Sabres. They get cross ice from Zhu to Biskin. Lost it for a moment. Zhu comes in. Top of the circle. Down to the hash marks. Fired a shot into the mitt of Andert. She'll hang on with a minute 28 left to go. And the faceoff in the attacking zone for the Sabres, and I think they'll keep the same players out there. Give them a little rest here. 5:48 left to go here in this period. Shots 13-11. The home team leading in that department, but trailing 2-0. And Lindy is kicked from the faceoff dot, so Zhu will take it. Pushes this one left wing corner. And Sabres have it. Now they'll work the power play to Biskin, to Lindstrom. Biskin, top of the right wing wheel, and a shot knocked down in front. There's a return shot off the big rebound, and Zhu has got it at the side of the wheel on the far side. Oh, a nice pass down low for Kinsley Cody.
Beautiful
from Lindstrom.
Play.
And that would have had the goaltender beat, but we just couldn't get a shot manufactured there. And 53 left to go in the power play as the Stars pin the puck up for a few seconds in our own zone. Here is Biskin, nearly out of gas on the shift. She'll work it to Zhu. Zhu over on the near wing for Libby Winch. And she'll careen that one into the left wing corner. 34 seconds left to go. This power play unit's been out there the whole time. And Cody has got it in the center circle. Kinsley pushes it ahead for Allison Zhu. Libby Wench is going to come off on the change here. And in her place is Evelyn Pischer. 14 seconds, all we have left. Here is Lindstrom with a shot, and it came off the shin guards of Camish and ricocheted into the right wing corner with 6 seconds left to go. Wrapped around the wall. Kinsley Cody getting to the fence. Drops this one off. And the teams are 5 apiece here. And Cody's got it. Let's see if she can manufacture. Oh, she fanned on it. And it's going to be picked up by Western Wisconsin. Here is Maddie Bullock with some wheels, wheeling and dealing in the right wing corner. And then Riley Biskin got back. I don't think Biskin's been off for like 5 minutes here in this period. This one banked off the wall, and we got a stoppage of play right here.
I'm not sure. Oh, someone is hurt. Avery Lindstrom.
Oh, my.
She's not getting up.
She is slow to get up.
You know, that Zamboni door is kind of vicious right where she is. So hopefully nothing like that happened.
Hope not either. It was away from the play, so we were looking at the action.
Yeah, she is not moving.
Well, she's getting up now. We're trying to get up. Trainer's coming out here with 3:52 left to go in the second period. Avery attempted to get to her skates and really struggling. Now she is up and is going to get some help from Riley and the trainer.
Hopefully it's just like a muscle ache or something that happened like last year where she just gets a Charlie horse and she's able to get back out there. She's smiling.
Yep, she is very carefully skating to the bench, and I don't know. Does it look like a knee or something, or back or what? It's hard to tell that she's coming to the bench.
Yeah.
Boy, you lose number two, and that's That's really tough.
That is a tough one to overcome, 100%. Well, they're taking Riley off the ice now, so she's getting a little bit of a breather.
3:52 left to go in the period. We will have the face-off to the glove side, or blocker side, I should say, of Aubrey Dowd. And Ellie Ash trying to get to the puck behind her own goaltender. 3:43 and counting left to go here in the period. And a 2-0 lead for the Stars. Both goals scored about 3 minutes apart by Izzy Johnson. She's been all over the ice. And here is Taylor Larson into the zone. Larson stood up for a moment by Ellie Ash. Both players about the same size. And the puck to the corner of the goal mouth. And pushed into the right wing elbow here. Back to the point. Here's a shot taken by Gilkerson. And that one broken up as it came in. Sabres countering right now as they push it into the zone with 3:05 left to go here in the second period. Stars up 2-0. 2 second period goals. Rick wide pass for Ashley Jensen. Bounced off the wall on the near side. And this one's still inside the zone. A scramble for it in the right wing circle. Comes back to Gilkerson at the point. She'll just feather this one into the right wing corner. And Biskin's back out there, and Riley's got it right now. Let's see if she tries to go coast to coast. Skates up the ice. Puts the afterburners on. Into the zone. Tries a shot. Wrist shot goes wide. Ander got out on it, but it was poke-checked out of her glove. And still in the zone. And now it's loose out of neutral ice and a two-on-one developing. Here's Ashley Jensen. Jensen stops and throws it in the through the five hole of Dowd. And 3-0 for Western Wisconsin here tonight. The legs got a little wide there for Dowd. And 3-0 Western Wisconsin. 2:18 left to go in the second. And another point for Izzy Johnson. Gilkerson gets a point as well. And the goal scored by Ashley Jensen, the junior, at 14:42 of this second period. And now they've really gotten a 3-0 lead, fairly comfortable lead here as we go to the third. Here is Lindstrom. She's back out there, number two, after the injury. Here comes Avery. Avery stops, lays one out in front of the net. And Libby Wench was right there, tried to turn around and maybe do a backhand. That broke up a little bit. And the goaltender, Andrew, stops it for the faceoff with 1:59 left to go here in the second period. 3-0 the lead for Western Wisconsin. Here is Allison Hsu. She slid that one just wide. Wench was right there. She could have tipped it. And a breakout pass now, one-on-one. Olinsky's got it. The Sabres got back. That was Kinsley Cody that got back defensively. And here is Lindstrom again. Lindstrom trying to beat one player, beat that player. Now hands off to Hsu. Fanned on it as she was coming between the circles. And let the puck go, and it's going to be backhanded into the zone by Chloe Juleson. And she'll spin off on the line change right here with 1:19 left to go. Puck loose in the Sabres zone. Hauled in by the Stars. They've got it right now. Here is Ashley Patrick. Her shot was broken up, and Dowd will fall on the puck and hang on for the faceoff with 1:08 left to go in this second period. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, 1:08 on the game clock here in the second. Face off in the CFMD zone. Aubrey Dowd's glove side. And a clean win for Western Wisconsin. They got it back to the point. One-timer by Olinsky. And it went in again. Oh, man. 4-0, the lead now for Western Wisconsin. On the goal here with 1:01 left to go in the period. 21, 5, 7. 21, 5, 7. It was Ashley Patrick with the goal here in the second. And, boy, this period has just blown up
for
the Sabres here.
Yeah, you know, they're giving the points a little bit of time on that one, at least take a shot and kind of bounce around a little bit. Makes it hard for the goalie to stop that when it changes directions.
15:59, time of that goal here in the second for Ashley Patrick.
Oh, geez.
And another near goal here in the final seconds of this period for Western Wisconsin. Just as I'm writing down stats, they're just all over it. Man, this is a different team that came out here in the second period. They are motivated. They're playing hard. And the Sabres have let this one get away. They're trailing 4-0. Still a lot of time left, but, boy, they've got to really get going here in this this period.
Absolutely. They have to score a goal, and they have to do it quickly. If it doesn't happen in the beginning of that third period or now, it's ugly.
Yep. 34.3 seconds left on the game clock here in the second. Shots pretty even at 16-14 for the Stars, but not even on the scoreboard. Sabres trail at 4-0.
Oh, geez.
And that looked like a hand pass to me by Ashley Jensen, but no call right there. Centering pass, and a shot taken, and it's ripped out of the air by Dowd off the shot by Taylor Larson.
Nice statement save.
20.2 seconds left to go here in this second period.
Yep.
Well, they did this to us in the first game. They had two late first period goals, and this is a late second period goal. And those are kind of crushers here. Win off the draw for Western Wisconsin.
Right off the post.
That one came off the post and out of play. 13.9 seconds left to go. Sabres can't wait to get to the locker room here. Tough second period. I mean, this was close. In fact, I would say
this is a great game.
It was a great game in the first, and the Sabres outplayed the Stars, I think, for a good share of the first period, but not the second.
No.
And it's going to be Evelyn Pischer who carries it across the blue line out to neutral. Pischer throws this one left wing corner as time runs out here. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second. There it is. So a 4-0 lead for Western Wisconsin. 18-14, the shots in their favor, too. But this thing is busted loose in the second period. And they're hard to reel back when you get down 4-0.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's a tough way to come out for the third period, being down 4-0 and against a really good, fast team, and finding a way to dig deep and, you know, get your team back in the game. And the only way to do that is if they score early.
Yeah, I would say that definitely has to be the goal here, to get something very early in this third period and just give yourself a little bit of hope.
Yeah, and the shots on net haven't been, like, egregiously high by any means. And
18-14, the same so far.
And, I think we've missed a lot of opportunities, like we talked about, especially in the first period. I think we've been hitting the net more now in the second period, but just not the same quality of opportunities that we had in that first.
All right, so a 4-0 lead. All four goals scored in the second period for the third-ranked Western Wisconsin Stars, and Sabres have a lot of work to do here in the second. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. 4-0 our lead for the visiting Western Wisconsin Stars after two. And we will return this Sabres hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket off the
now
back.
Got one.
Two more from Bob Hayden. The Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness. She got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Greg and Connie here with you on our WOGO sports broadcast of CFM Hockey. Our audio producer is Gavin Bobey, Carter Jaeger back at our communications center. Our audio producer here tonight, a 4-0 lead. This game just kind of got out of hand in the second period.
What a change from that first period where it was 0-0. I would say the Sabres had a few more scoring chances. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they weren't able to capitalize on that. And then the game just got away from them. The first two goals were great. Great moves by Izzy Johnson,
isn't it? Yeah, she's a good player.
She's a great player, you know, and both times Aubrey bit, I don't blame her. You know, she looked like she was shooting. And, and then things just got a little ugly.
Yeah, so 14, Izzy Johnson for them, a couple of goals about 3 minutes apart, and then she assisted on the third goal in the second, so she's got 3 points here tonight. And Ashley Jensen with a pair of points, a goal, and an assist. And they lead it 4-0 after two. And as we said, if that next goal, if CFM can get it, they might just eat into the confidence a little bit, pick up their own confidence in the third period.
Absolutely. You know, the game is not completely out of reach. I feel that the Western Wisconsin Stars do score again. Now we're just got to play
for it.
Yeah.
Time,
then you got to play for, you know, pride and right. respect. You know, don't quit. But if they are able to score, the Sabres, you know, you never know what can happen. You know, right. 17 minutes is a lot of hockey left. And, you know, the Stars haven't been, you know, so impenetrable that we haven't been able to get some shots on net. We have. You know, we've had 14 shots on net. That's not that far fewer than they've had on us. We certainly can, you know, find that ability to put the puck in the back of the net. We have some great goal scorers on our team.
We've had some good chances here tonight.
Yeah, so the optimism in me is oozing right now.
and we need it.
Yes, hopefully, you know, Coach Hogan is able to rally the troops and get them believing that they can.
They can. They can do it.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a brand new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Well, what do you have for a score from New Richmond?
Yeah, a little update from New Richmond. 5 seconds left in the second period, ooh, and the Cards are tied 2-2. But
wow,
the shots on net.
What are they?
Drew has stopped 27 out of 29.
Yeah.
And New Richmond has stopped 6 out of 8.
Whoa. Wow.
So Drew Broval.
That's good scoring percentage.
Yes.
For the Cards.
For the Cards. For a team that doesn't score a lot.
Two out of seven shots.
Yeah, two out of eight now.
Eight shots.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man. Not good for their goaltender for sure, but that's a little shaky for them, I heard this year.
Yeah,
too, for New Richmond.
It has been last year as well. It just happens sometimes.
Yep,
and you know,
does.
They're so close to the Minnesota border, you know, sometimes players hop over to one of the schools over there for, you know, greener pastures.
Yep,
I suppose.
Yep, that's right.
Yep,
the nil stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's coming. All right, so two periods in the books. It is Western Wisconsin 4 and CFM nothing. We'll come back, get you set for the third period. Hopefully a comeback here for the hometown team. And 4-0 our score right now in favor of the Stars. This is Sabres Hockey, WOGO Radio, and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Four nothing lead for the third-ranked team of the state, Western Wisconsin, over CFM here. Third period to be played on a Tuesday night. Have boys hockey Thursday, and right now the Cards on the road at New Richmond, tied up with the Tigers 2-2. Yeah, it would be great if they could come home with a win here, playing Memorial on Thursday night. 6:40 pregame show, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on Thursday night. By the way, I want to wish the best from our Wogo sports team for Kristen Meyer, Aubrey's mom. Aubrey plays in the JV team, and she had a bad fall on the ice, broke her leg, but it was a nasty break. They had to do surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think they had to put a pin or two in her.
That's really awful.
If you're listening, we wish you the best. We're so sorry about the fall.
Absolutely.
You're in our prayers for as speedy a recovery as possible here.
Yes. The ice has been awful.
It has been bad, hasn't it?
It really has. And it's, you know, it's like the city crew, the, you know, the facilities people, they can only do so much to keep up when it's like,
yeah, you're going to run out of salt sometime.
Right. And, you know, it's raining, it's melting, it's freezing. It's just been tough for sure.
All right. 18-14, the shots in favor of Western Wisconsin. They lead on the scoreboard 4-0. Big opening start of the period here for CFM. Let's see how they rebound. And it's going to be Lindstrom's line out there. She was off the ice. She took a nasty fall in the corner.
Stretching out a calf.
And it's something. I'm not sure if is it the leg, you think?
I do think it's the leg. Yeah. And I'm guessing a muscle tightened up or something. You know, she goes so hard the majority of the game.
She's full tilt the whole game.
Might need to take more bananas and hydration.
She is out there right now.
Yeah.
On her wings are Zhu and Libby Wench. Defensively for the Sabres, it is Ellie Ash and Cody. And Western Wisconsin waiting for a fifth player to get out, the center, or at least the defenseman. Center is going to be Miley Weeks. So that first line, Johnson, Weeks, and Juleson for the Stars. And Lindstrom reaching forward here to get it, and she's got it now. She wheels and deals to the blue line. Lays one in the left wing corner, slides around to the new sheet of ice here. Going to come around to the right side for Lauren Quiddick. For Western Wisconsin, wrapped around the boards and trying to get over on the far side of the half wall is Lindstrom. She got there, went up on the shelf, and still on the shelf, she drags it down, and that's going to be a hand pass. What can you do on that? It wasn't going to come off the shelf. It just looked like it was going to stay there. So
I know. I feel like she kind of looked
like, pass, right?
Like maybe I can just pick it up. I think if she had just tapped it off.
Her stick maybe?
Yeah. Or even just a quick little flick of the finger, you know. But
you don't see that very often where it just lays on the on the red shelf there. That's why we have YouTube. You can see it right there. 16:30 left to go in the period. Face off back in the Sabres zone on the hand pass call here. And it comes back to the point. Held there. Quick one-timer by Annika Olinsky. And this one slides after it rebounds off a Sabre stick into the left wing corner. Dug out there, and here comes CFM on the march. Across the blue line. Here is Zhu. She got in a few feet, then lost it loose at the top of the circle on the near side. It's going to be taken by Ashley Patrick, who's got a goal here tonight. Pushes it into the Sabre zone. It goes deep, left wing corner. Scramble for it there. Here is Biskin. Biskin rams this one off the wall, looking for some help on the off wing here with 15:51 left to go, and it's lobbed right back in again by Western Wisconsin there in the midst of a change. This one comes out through neutral ice, and Zhu couldn't track it down, so it slides back in the Star zone, and they cough it right back up again to Taylor Geisler. Goes cross ice, and the puck now crosses the blue line. Libby Wench trying to get to it. in behind the goaltender, Sierra Anders. Now they'll work it out. Backhand lead pass there for Charlotte Ray, just beyond her reach. And both teams is kind of playing catch out at neutral ice. Here is Zhu trying to go through the legs of one of the Western Wisconsin players. Got it to the left wing circle. Avery Lindstrom there, but she can't control, and it's going to be brought out by Jensen. Jensen gets behind the defenseman, behind Kinsley Cody, and it slides off the boards towards Dowd. She'll go out and pounce on it and hang on with 14:49 left to go here in the third period.
The Western Wisconsin Stars player, I think it was Jensen, went really hard into the boards. I'm not sure if she's gotten back up yet.
Getting up here.
Okay.
Just off the ice, so she will go to the bench for a little rest here. 14:49 left to go, third period. Players kind of chuckling as they go to the player bench here. So I think everybody's going to be okay. Face off to the glove side of Dowd in that circle. Pulled back by the Sabres, but Cody can't control. And loose on the half wall. Going to be picked up there by Zhu. Hits Lindstrom on the breakout. And now Zhu's got it. Zhu dangles. Top of the circle, left wing side. And the puck is in on Andert. She just put the pads down and would not let the puck get behind her. And then puts the glove over it and stops this one. They were just crashing the net there, but couldn't get anything beyond the co-player of the year in the BRC. Face off in the attacking zone for the Sabres. Here is Lindstrom. Nice clean win right there. Got it over to Zhu, and a quick shot on net. Andert with the save. This is what we need.
It is. Yep.
Get the rubber on the goaltender here.
Yes.
Same spot for the faceoff. And a battle for the players. And let's see who's going to reach in and get it. It's going to be Western Wisconsin wrapped around the wall. And here they come. It is Chloe Juleson. Juleson one on two. Faded off to her left. Trying to get some player help there, but it's stolen away. And Lindstrom has got it right now. Avery into the zone. Crisscross with Allison Zhu. Lindstrom in the corner. Feeds Zhu behind the net. Allison slides along the goal line. And now it goes over for Ellie Ash. It was an inner skate, so she couldn't control it with her stick. And it pops back out to neutral here with 13:47 left to go. And the Sabres trailing 4-0. They'll rip it into the zone. Players change up here. Full front line change for Michaela Hogan's Sabres here. 13:34 and time ticking down here for CFM. Along the blue line is Taylor Geisler. Race to the wall. Kept the zone here. And the Sabres trying to manufacture something in the zone. Here is Riley. Her shot knocked down. Blocked. And got some off-wing help there from Geisler. She'll turn. Fire ahead for Libby Wedge. This one off her stick into the right-wing corner with 13:05 left to go. And the puck on the half wall in the Western Wisconsin zone. Now they'll break up. Lead pass here for Baldick. She's into the zone, but pinched on the wall by Biskin. And who's going to come up with it? Looks like CFM's got it right now.
London Byer.
Turn it out to neutral there. Trying to hit Libby Wedge, and it's right along the blue line. Pushed ahead by Byer. But Western Wisconsin's got it now, and it won't be long before that first line is back out here with 12:30 left to go. And the Sabres much in need of a goal. First line's back out. Lindstrom calling for the puck or trying to disrupt the entry for Western Wisconsin. And here comes Ellie Ash up the ice. She got to neutral ice and ran into a couple of Western Wisconsin players. And Charlotte Ray turned her away. Ray is going to go to Bethel College next year and play high school hockey. And here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom dangles into the zone, glides along the blue line, lost it for a moment, picks it back up again, centering pass. And that one intended for Libby Wendt. She got to it, but just gunned it wide. And here comes Ray again. Charlotte Ray crossed the blue line, lost it for a moment, comes in, fires a shot on net, and it's going to be Dowd hanging on to that one. She thought about pitching it off to her D, but Ray was coming in hard, so Dowd will hang on to the rock, and 11:37 left to go. Well, we burned up close to 6 minutes already.
Yeah, here. Significant part of the third, and, you know, we haven't been able to capitalize and break that goose egg, I guess.
Got to get something quick. Shots 19-17. Shots very close here, but a 4-0 lead for Western Wisconsin as the rock slides deep in the star zone. Getting to it is Brooke Probold. Probold centering pass out in front. It was Olivia Hare, but the puck didn't get to her, and it pops back out to neutral ice for Riley Biscuit. Hammers this one off the fence on the far side on the forecheck. Nice job there by Brooke Probold, but couldn't create. The 11:04 left to go here in the period as the puck is rammed deep in the Western Wisconsin defensive zone. Here are the Stars on the breakout. 10:51 and counting left to go here in the period, and an offsides call on the entry for the Stars. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know to stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. Time running out for the Sabres here. 10:46 left to go. We said they had to score early, but hasn't happened so far.
It hasn't, and you know it's kind of winding down the likelihood of, you know, scoring four quick goals. Seen stranger things happen, but we haven't been able to, you know, hit the net enough to have that happen, I think, tonight.
Yeah, if who knows what could have happened had we hit those shots early on in that period that CFM really played well in the first period.
Yeah, you know, the Stars did not come out the same. They are not the same team second and third period as they were the first. You know, the coach was right saying that it's frustrating that they don't come out hard because they clearly didn't.
Yep. But you got to play hard when you can and, you know, score when they're not playing well, and we didn't. So
right.
4-0 lead.
Fixing Avery Lindstrom's neck guard. You know, now it's all the players, you know, have to have those neck guards.
That's a rule now.
Yep, after that, you know, a tragic accident a couple years ago.
Yeah, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 10:29. The puck drop inside the CFM zone. Nice win there by Lindstrom. Was very good at the draw.
Excellent at that.
Here the puck is loose. Going to be corralled by Sophia Johnson. She'll backpedal, but pops it right back up to CFM, and they give it away again to Charlotte Ray. Here is Taylor Larson. Turns, hands off to Ray. Ray's side of the circle on the far side, and it is Zhu got in between the players in the passing lane, and she'll drop pass for Lindstrom. Avery rides it in the left wing corner and then is pushed up against the wall. This one comes back to the point, and Kinsley Cody can't get to it. Here comes Ashley Jensen. Jensen moves in, goes off wing for Charlotte Rain. It's 5-0. Nice work on the 2-on-1 that time, and they beat Dowd to make it 5-0.
4-3-13.
You know, and Avery and Allison are busting their tail down on the corner, and that third wing, you know, is staying in front of the net. Might need to adjust and be a little bit more high, as opposed to right in front of the net. Because not getting back there in time to help out, you know, despite, you know, efforts, they're just not getting back there.
Charlotte Ray, the goal, and the assist going to Ashley Jensen. And Taylor Larson, 7:17 of the third period. And so third point of the night for Ashley Jensen. She's got a goal and two assists. And now this one's pretty much out of reach for CFM. Let's see how much heart they have here with 9:24 left to go and trailing 5-0. Puck back in the attacking zone for the Sabres. See if they can dig down deep and at least get the shutout. Wipe that shutout off the board. Taylor Geisler with a wrist shot. And the puck stopped by Riley Biskin right at the blue line. She holds the zone, and Western Wisconsin's got it now, trying to dig it out and clear out of their own zone. 8:56 left to go. Still inside, deep in the Western Wisconsin zone. Here comes Ashley Jensen right now. She got to the blue line, but was stood up by the Sabres.
Riley
Biskin again. And here is Annika Owinski. She'll wheel and deal across the ice, and the puck floats into the CFM zone. Stopped there by Dowd. She'll give it to her defenseman, but picked off by Leighton Gary. And she came in. I think this is her first shift, and she came in and nearly had a breakaway chance against Dowd. Now the puck back out through neutral, and it's going to be picked up by Avery. Avery along the blue line, harassed there by Izzy Johnson. Avery handed off for Biskin, then looking for the give and go. She was in the left wing corners. We take it down to about 8 minutes left to go in this one. Now back to Biskin. Trying to, a one-timer, failed on that. The puck still in the zone, and finally brought across the blue stripe for Izzy Johnson. Johnson with a couple of goals here. Had it swept off her stick, but an icing call with 7:47 left to go against the Sabres as we start to wind things down here. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 5-0 the score. 4 goals in the second for the Stars. 1 more here in the third. Sabres played right with them. I played them at times in the first, but that's a distant memory right now. Shots are 20-17. It's pretty even for a team that's trailing 5-0. 7:25 left to go in this one. Pick off in the zone. Here's a stretch pass for Lindstrom. Lindstrom tried to dangle past Western Wisconsin.
Right there?
Yeah.
Maybe?
It's out in front. And Andert with the save right there. Turns that one in the left wing corner. Out to the neutral circle. And here is Allison Zhu trying to turn it in on the forehand. Lost it as she came in. And it's loose right at neutral ice. Where is it? Went into the breezers, I think, of Taylor Larson for a moment. Going to be picked up by Lindstrom.
She'll, 1 versus 5.
Yep, she'll float into the zone. Just kind of weaves her way into the right wing corner here with 6:44 left to go in the game clock. 5-0 lead for the Stars here, the third-ranked team of the state. And back to the point. And a one-timer, almost a redirect off the shot of Ellie Ash. Almost hit a Western Wisconsin player and beat their goaltender. Maybe that's how we're going to get our first goal here tonight.
Yeah.
6:25 left to go in this one. Shots now 21-20 in favor of Western Wisconsin. Close one there, but 5-0 lead for them as the puck dribbles into the left wing corner and a scrum develops, 2-on-2 scrum there. And the battling right on the yellow ribbon there. It's going to be picked up by Evelyn Pischer. She'll muscle it in the right wing corner, but Star is able to throw it across the line and out of harm's way. Ticket under 6 minutes to go now in this one, a 5-0 lead for Western Wisconsin. Let's see if we can get a goal to make it, at least put a goal on the scoreboard here tonight. Boys hockey on Thursday night, so we'll take a break for a day. Back here on Thursday for Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial as they renew the long-standing rivalry. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown show here on WOGO. 7 o'clock drop of the puck. Right back here. This is Riley Biskin, center ice. Lobs that one off the wall. And a return pass right to number 8. She'll throw it in the left-wing corner. Hit the 5-minute mark left to go here in the third. And the action back in the Western Wisconsin zone. And here comes Izzy Johnson. She's been all over the ice tonight. Johnson races in to the left wing side of the CFMD zone here. 4:50 left to go. The puck now rammed up against the wall. And it's left out in front. And it's going to be taken by Zhu near the end of her shift. You can see she's running out of fuel here. And she goes cross ice for Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom, quick shot. In trying to beat
the good team. Shot on net.
Hit the goaltender, Andert. She makes the save. And the puck goes into the right wing corner with 4 1/4 left to go in this game. Western Wisconsin turns and burns, and it goes all the way down. And there's an icing call against the Stars. So, 5-0 lead here. Western Wisconsin's going to pick up their 9th win of the year. And they'll go to 4-0, or 2-0, I should say, in the BRC. And the Sabres going to go to 0-4 in conference with this one. Faceoff's going to come in the Stars' defensive zone, right wing circle. Allison Joux reaching down. And this is going to come to the blue line, up and out for Taylor Larson. Larson, 1-on-4, surrounded by Sabres players, just throws it toward the net. This is going to come back for Charlotte Ray, who has a goal here tonight. Ray's shot tipped aside by Dowd. And Allison Joux skated up to the blue line for Western Wisconsin, then lost it. And here is the Stars right now. This one comes back to the point. Reaching off to her right is Bebe Abbott. The defenseman gets her first shift here tonight. She made the stop, and the puck slides in on Dowd. She'll stop it right there with 3:36 left to go in this game. Well, we'll have our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, and I'm not sure if we're going to have anything for our 24/7 West Wisconsin Fiber Fast Play of the
you
game.
You never know. We might get a,
maybe.
You know?
I'm ready for it.
Absolutely.
3:36 left to go. We still have time. Here's a shot on net, fought off by Dowd. She had a couple of players out in front of her, got to it, and it's going to be taken by Brooke Broboll. Broboll comes in, watches a shot. That one blocked out in front, and the puck slides across the blue line, and a delayed offsides. Western Wisconsin's got it right now as they throw it ahead, intended for Patrick.
No call on the icing. No. Oh, there it is.
There we got the icing call with 3:04 left to go in this game. Post-Class Mirror post-game show. Looks as if we have a penalty.
A penalty.
Here. Interference called on Taylor Geisler, so we'll wind out most of this period with a power play for Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder now to break that shutout.
Yep. 3:04 left to go in this one. And the faceoff in the Sabre zone, and Stars gathered in. Here's Sophia Johnson, goes off to her left, takes a return pass. Works it over to Quiddick, back to Johnson. Bottom of the circle on the near side for Izzy Johnson. And Izzy and Sophia are sisters on this team. And Sophia's got it right now. She skates up to the top of the wheel on the near side. Minute and a half left to go. Very patient on this power play. And here is Madison Kamish. Kamish just wheels around along the blue line. Going to leave it on the near wall for Sophia Johnson. Off to the right for Quiddick. Near side, Izzy Johnson. Sophia's got it. There's a shot taken. And a stop there by Dowd as the puck is cleared up into the netting in the CFM zone. It's going to stay in the zone for the faceoff. 2:09 left to go in the game clock here on a Tuesday night of hockey. Same place, different teams Thursday night. Chi-High and Memorial. Airtime for Cardinal Countdown, 6:40. 2:09 at the game clock. Face-off in the Sabre zone and a win by Western Wisconsin. Now they set up their power play. Annika Olinsky out there. New players on this second unit for the power play. Here is Weeks. Weeks races into the right wing corner. And throws it back for the point on the near side. That is Charlotte Ray. Back to Weeks. Trying to return a pass to Ray. Cut off there by Joux. And that one slides all the way back in the Stars zone. 32 seconds to go in the man advantage. First power play, by the way, of the night for Western Wisconsin. And an icing call right here against the Stars. So 21 to go on the power play now for Western Wisconsin. Just a minute 24 on the game clock, but if we go 5-on-5, maybe we can wipe that goose egg off the board here.
Well, we got a face-off in their zone. Avery and Allison are two leading goal scorers. Are, you know, taking the face-off. It's a good opportunity here.
Here we go. Minute 24 left to go. Let's get a shorty here. Western Wisconsin's got it. Now they work it out, and they're to neutral. And here is Charlotte Ray racing over the blue line. Ray dives underneath the goaltender and feeds the point. Here is Sophia Johnson, very patient. 4 seconds left to go. 3 seconds, 2 seconds in the power play. With a minute three, we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. And the puck is in the Western Wisconsin zone. Allison Zhu comes off the ice at the end of her shift, replaced by Brooke Probold. And here is Charlotte Ray. She came into the zone and then ran into Riley Biskin and lost the rock. And it is Sophia Johnson backpedaling in her own zone with 35 seconds left to go in the game clock. Shots are 24-20 in favor of Western Wisconsin. Sophia Johnson runs into the zone, marching toward the net, and then lost it. And here is Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it, shoots! Oh, backhand! We score! There we go! Closing seconds, we'll take it. Evelyn Pischer is going to get the assist as the puck was thrown in on the left side. And it's 5-1.
13.
Evelyn Pischer with the assist. And Riley Biskin on the with the goal, and Biskin on the assist. That's pretty late in the period. 16:45 of the third. Well, we got the one goal here. Way to go. Evelyn Pischer with the goal here. As time runs out, Pischer's fourth of the year. And Western Wisconsin crashing the net here in the closing seconds. Time running out. There it is. So the final 5-1. Shots 26-21 on the varsity game. So Western Wisconsin sweeps the night. They win 5-1 in the JV game, and identical score in the varsity game here tonight. And will go home happy here with a 5-1 win, but it is nice to get that goal here at the end of the period.
Absolutely. 15 seconds left. You know, a little bit of empathy for their goaltender, but, yeah.
Not much.
Great. Not a lot. I mean, you know, there. But yep.
She played well.
Yeah, she played very well, and Evelyn just outworked the Stars. I think they got a little, you know, we got this one in the bag. We got a few seconds left, and, yeah, Evelyn was able to just be that hard hat worker of the night for sure.
All right, well, we'll come back. Our post-class mirror post-game show. We'll catch up with head coach Michaela Hogan and talk about tonight's game, get you ready for Thursday night's boys game here on WOGO on our YouTube channel coming up. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And our radio team will be back in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part? These savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Sails the puck forward with fiber-fast speed and signal strength. Oh! Satellite and 5G picks it off, but misses the net with slow response times and weak signals. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom sweeps forward with great customer service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber-fast crosses the blue and pulls back for a final shot. Score! Fiber beats 5G every time. Visit WWT.net to increase your speed for your home or business.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
A 5-1 loss here tonight for the Sabres against Western Wisconsin. And head coach Mikayla Hogan up here on a Post-Class Mirror post-game show. Brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, this is closer than the first time around. 6-1 loss there, 5-1 here. And I thought we played with them very well in the first period. It just got away in the second, coach.
Well, the two games to each other, the first one we were speed bagged, and that game could have been 10-1 easy. Mm-hmm. They let up on us. This one, it really shows that when we do the things that we should do well, when we play the positions that we expect us to play, we can skate with anybody. That first period was really back and forth, anybody's game. We played exactly the space we wanted to play when we talked about the neutral zone and the D zone. The forecheck rotation, check, 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 complemented it huge between periods. And then the second period, we didn't do the things we did well, right? The first goal is one of the prettiest goals you're going to see. That's a fantastic fly play. That's a fantastic chip. You don't really see that in girls hockey, to be honest. And you got to flush that one. And then after that, just transitional hockey, allowing their forwards to get behind all three of our forwards. That's what happens. If you don't play the game that you're designing, you're going to lose like that. So a very selfish second period, made adjustments again in the third, and then the third period ends 1-1, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the second period, you know, got away from you. A lot of odd man rushes. You know, maybe that third man high wasn't staying high, and the back check wasn't as strong, I'm sure, as you wanted as a coach.
It's an intentional back check. I even think about their fifth goal. Our back check was right there. Just you have to pick up people that need to be picked up. We have a habit of back checking to the puck. So we have three girls going to the puck, and nobody grabs the trailer. That's how they scored their fifth goal. Nobody grabbed the trailer, puck move over, and they bury it short side. That happens to us often, too. So it's not just the hustle on the back check. Yep. It's the intention of it as well.
Yeah, and you know, we're a young team, and I think that some of that is that learning curve is not the same as it was in youth hockey. You have, you know, older players here. They're, you know, the brain's more developed. They see the ice a lot better than they did at youth hockey. And those are things you're going to have to keep, overcoming for sure.
Yeah, I would say the majority of errors that happened on the ice today happened by our experienced players. The freshmen followed what was asked of them and the rules. I would say our more experienced players are the ones that were getting caught low, unintentional back check, not picking up people in front, all that stuff. So I would say more of it today weighs on the fact that people who know better are making mistakes.
You know, absolutely. You know, I'm sure there's pressure because, you know, a lot of opportunities in that first period to put points up. Missed the net a few too many times, and you know that you get number 2 or number 16 out there in front of the net with the puck, you're going to have good things happen most days of the week, except for today. A lot of missed opportunities, and that is frustrating, but you have to look ahead. You have Medford on Thursday, I believe, and you know they're a team that have some really I guess tenacious players and some really interesting stories with goaltender that's also their leading scorer.
It's hard to believe.
You can't look past them by any means. You know, they held the Storm to a good game this last week, I believe.
Yeah, you look forward to that game. We have Badger Lightning on Saturday. If we find our goal scoring, they should be fun games to play. Mm-hmm. But, right, we talk about hitting the net. We have conversations about being too precious about what we're trying to do. It's fun to snipe. It's fun to find corners.
Yeah.
But there's a leash on that. Eventually, if you're 0-for-9 finding a corner, you have to put a puck on a goalie.
Right.
You have to convert sometimes to be allowed to continue shooting like that. Otherwise, it's get it on a pad and get a rebound. And we've talked about that leash is shortening. If we can't find the corner, we got to stop trying to hit corners. And that's not a great philosophy as a shooter, but got to get pucks on there.
Fundamental hockey.
There's a lot of really good rebounds out there, though, you know, that we saw that we just missed. Or, you know, Olivia Hare had a great opportunity. Goalie stepped up.
She elevated that one.
Yes.
That's not our typical rebound where we pounded into pads. She actually elevated that puck.
Yeah, goalie made a great save. Absolutely. But there's opportunities to be capitalized on, and I think, you know, you're just such an excellent coach, and I think that, you know, that the score booth up here has talked about it today, like just how excellent coaching this team has, and it's really fun to watch. I do feel that, you know, things are going to keep going to the forward momentum.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I even think about that last goal with 15 seconds, like the lack of quit. It's 5-0. It's your last shift. Ev goes coast to coast, takes a shot through the D's legs, gets her own rebound, buries it. I mean,
I love it.
Those are the plays you live for, right? You want that to happen in the first period, so it builds momentum. But now
it shows a lot of heart here, though.
It shows you don't have to make it pretty.
Right.
You can shoot through the D, go for your rebound.
Exactly.
Quit trying to go around every last player.
Puck on net. And the thing is, she followed up, and that's something we were tracking turnovers today, both just area of the ice and by player. And Ev didn't show up on the turnover list.
Mm. Yeah.
Because even if she does initiate an initial turnover, she stops on the puck and she gains it back, right? So even on that play, right, it's just that second effort. So
her compete level is high, and it shows. And you see the success on the penalty kill. You see it. Goals like that, I've seen her do it other times.
She took a
year.
Shot block in the belly. She's got a huge mark in her belly.
Doesn't go on the score sheet, right?
Those, and that's what makes it fun to coach, right? You talk about coaching, like, that's that makes it easy to coach and keep showing up. My shoulders are at my ears with frustration, and that goal kind of instantly cooled me off a little bit because it's a positive to take away.
Absolutely.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, the team's going to keep getting better, I believe, under your, you know, leadership, and it's fun watching how much they've improved from December of this year to tonight. It was a whole new team. It was so fun to watch. I was worried, but the girls did great.
Yeah, Aubrey stood on her head. That slap shot she took in the hash marks in the second period.
Just love save.
Here.
Yeah.
Just that confidence at the top of the crease, like seeing those things again, right? I think we're hitting our stride at the right time. We only play, like, 15 more games this month.
Right.
It is a January.
Experience, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you again later in the season for Eau Claire here. Okay. Not too long down the month of January, and see what improvement happens here between now and then.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Michaela Hogan, head coach of the Sabres, on our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Not a whole lot of stats to talk about for CFM. They got down 5-0, 4 goals in the second, 1 more in the third, but finally scored at 16:45 of the period. We'll play that for you in just a moment. But it was Evelyn Pitcher. You heard Coach Michaela talk about Evelyn and the effort she made at the end of the period, end of the game, just 15 seconds left to go in this one. And the assist went to Riley Biskin. And happy days for Riley's grandparents out in California who are tuned in today. And Riley gets the assist. And that makes it 5-1, the count here at the end of the game. So our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey, a Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Today's Fiber Fast Play of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. You can visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. So the lone goal for CFM happened at 16:45 as time was starting to evaporate in the third period from Evelyn Pitcher, and it sounded like this. Into the zone, marching toward the net, and then lost it, and here is Evelyn Pitcher countering. Pitcher comes in, moves it, shoots! Oh, backhand! We score! There we go! Closing seconds, we'll take it. Evelyn Pitcher is going to get the assist as the puck was thrown in on the left side. And it's 5-1. Well, actually, Evelyn got the goal.
Yes.
And had some help on the off wing from Riley Biskin. And it was 5-1, so there's our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telcom fiber fast play of the game. So hopefully we can pick up a win on Thursday over in Medford.
Yeah.
And start getting some momentum going again here.
Yeah, that'd be great for the CFM Sabres. And, you know, the Chi-High Cars just lost in overtime to New Richmond, 3-2.
Oh, 3-2.
Drew Broevold, I think, had 35 shots on net.
Goodness.
We had 12. So
wow.
It's not a game you're supposed to win.
No, not, it just to stay in there just shows you about Drew's tenacity.
Yes.
So we'll see him here Thursday night against Eau Claire Memorial. That should be a great one. Memorial,
it's
tough days for them right now.
Yeah.
And Chi-High losing this one. They've struggled this year. I think they have 3 wins on the season. Mm-hmm. Memorial 5-10. So not going to be battle of the top teams in the conference, but maybe even
might be
even
some cross-town pride or cross-county pride, whatever.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes.
So we'll have that for you. 6:40. Our pregame show, Cardinal Countdown Show on Thursday, drop of the puck at 7. Connie's going to be following the Sabres over at Medford. Her daughter, Cammie's going to get the starting goal. Good luck to
potentially,
Cammie.
Yeah, that's what we've
Let's
heard.
Let's get that
so,
win.
Yeah.
That's what we heard. So we wish her the best over in Medford. And we'll be back here. Carter Jager is going to join me on the broadcast on Thursday night. So, again, 6:40 pregame show. Here on WOGO. For our crew, Carter Jager, our audio producer tonight, Gavin Bovee, our video producer tonight, Connie Feedy, and yours truly, Greg Stewart, here at the arena. We wish you a very good night. Final score again, Western Wisconsin 5 and the Sabres 1. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thank you for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.